This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
AP videographers captured the tall, slender athlete getting off a plane at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. After nearly 10 months in detention in Russia, she was freed in a high-profile prisoner exchange for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot. The one-to-one swap wasn't what the U.S. hoped for, but what it could get. Diplomats were unable to free another American, Paul Whelan. His brother David Whelan says they're disappointed but happy for Griner.
I think we all realize that the math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon unless the U.S. government is able to find concessions.
I'm Jennifer King.
Markets are quiet in Wuhan, China, amid ongoing anxieties about the coronavirus likely to hamper a speedy return to health for the world's second largest economy. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
In the city where the pandemic erupted in late 2019, vendors said business had declined since Wednesday's loosening of rules, despite the market having been open for weeks. Locals like Ms. Chen are afraid of growing infections.
Now with everything opening up, all these people are out, so the infection rate is high.
A video circulating on Friday showed dozens queuing outside a fever clinic. A bystander is overheard exclaiming, "This is what happens when you open up."
German authorities say judges have confirmed the arrest of 23 people suspected of planning to topple the government, while the extradition of two others detained abroad is being sought. Prosecutors said Friday 22 German citizens and a Russian woman detained from across Germany on Wednesday have appeared before a federal court for their arraignment and will remain in custody as the investigation proceeds. This is VOA News. Soldiers and militants in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has sent hundreds of thousands fleeing their homes, and now doctors are warning cases of cholera are on the rise. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
At a cholera treatment center in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a doctor is trying to coax a six-year-old boy into drinking water. The child is among tens of thousands displaced by rebel violence in North Kivu province. Now another danger, disease, is spreading through the makeshift camp where he lives. Congo's military is battling insurgents from the M23 group. The United Nations estimates that 390,000 people have been displaced.
South Africa on Friday said it would decriminalize sex work, hoping to tackle high levels of crime against women in a country with one of the world's highest HIV caseloads. The sale and purchase of sexual services will no longer be treated as a crime under proposed legislation put forward by the Justice Ministry. According to advocacy groups, there are over 150,000 sex workers in the country. The body of a Zambian student who died fighting in Ukraine after being jailed in Russia is set to be repatriated on Sunday, Zambia's foreign ministry announced on Friday. In November, the head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group admitted he recruited the student from a prison, claiming the Zambian willing agreed to go and fight against Ukraine. Prior to his death, the government had not been aware that the student had been recruited, a spokesman said. South Korean truckers have ended a 16-day strike over freight rates. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The truckers are returning to work after voting to end the walkout. That's disrupted construction and other domestic industries. They'd wanted financial protections in the face of rising fuel costs. The vote to end the strike follows aggressive steps by the government to reduce the disruptions caused by the strike, such as widening back-to-work orders on truckers and mobilizing military vehicles to ease delays in industrial shipments. Members of the Cargo Truckers Solidarity Union were striking to demand the government make permanent a minimum freight rate system that's set to expire at the end of 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
10 miners have died in a coal mine explosion in Indonesia's West Sumatra province, and 4 others were rescued. The blast caused by a buildup of gases, including methane, occurred Friday in a privately owned mine. Videos showed rescuers carrying out victims on stretchers and giving them oxygen. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.